June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who is your favorite little June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Friday, May 23rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Sorry, I meant May 24th, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show that is all about my life. I'm trying to tweak the knobs because I feel like I'm not loud enough. Anyway, welcome, and I didn't fade that out quickly or slow enough, but anyway, it is what it is. So, hi, everyone. It is Friday, and it is the long weekend. So, we get... I always get these confused, but I believe it's Memorial Day weekend. I believe Labor Day is in September, but now I'm probably... I need to look that up. So, let's just look that up. So, I'm going to look on my phone right now and see when Memorial Day is. Memorial Day... And it says Memorial Day. Okay, good. So Monday, May, actually Memorial Day is Monday, May 27th. So that would be this coming Monday. And so this is Memorial Day weekend. This is the weekend when all of the mattresses go on sale. I don't know why, but that's what I heard, that all the mattresses go on sale. So once again, I recorded late last night. So not much happened after I recorded. I went downstairs and I edited the show from yesterday, and today I went to work, and then Mark and I felt like I could, well, I had to take Sydney to the groomer this morning, and we usually, like, I will drop her off and then he'll pick her up, or he will drop her off and I will pick her up. And I misstated. He dropped her off this morning and then I picked her up during lunch. But so I picked her up, and the groomer does an okay job on her hair, but, you know, she's a Shih Tzu, and she has long hair, and I've seen all these, you know, these things like where Shih Tzus who are show dogs, they will actually either braid their hair or, like, wrap it in silk or, like, do all these things and condition it constantly and do all this stuff to keep it really soft and, you know, flowing and all this kind of stuff. Because if you look at a picture of a show dog Shih Tzu, they look nothing like an actual, like, Shih Tzu that just kind of lives at home and, you know, goes out and rolls in the grass and whatever. But we try to keep her as pretty as we can. And so we brush her. We used to brush her every day, but we really haven't been doing a good job at that. So anyway, I had to pick her up, and they did an okay job, but they're not good at her ponytail, so her ponytail was, like, hanging down into her eyes when I picked her up. And we're thinking about, my parents use a boarding and grooming place that also has, you know, well, I guess boarding and grooming. We use a boarding and grooming place that's not like a chain, but my parents have a Cocker Spaniel, and they go to, I want to say it's either Petco or PetSmart, and I don't remember which one, but I thought, oh, it can't be as good because, you know, we go to, like, a little boutique type place. And the other day when my parents were out of town, I had to take their dog to the groomer. And it was so, like, it was really nice. Like, they had a really professional, you see the grooming stations when you walk in to drop them off. They're all kind of, there's a glass window so that you can see it when you walk into the store. They ask you if there's anything special you want done, yada, yada, yada. They have, like, a menu of things that they do, like brushing teeth, a trim, a bath, a flea dip, you know, all these other things that you can do. But what impressed me the most is when I picked him up, they give you like a report card or something. It's like how they did. So they check off, here's the things we did today. You know, here are any little issues that we had. Here's how they did. The groomer writes a little note at the bottom and she's like, oh, Shane was such a good boy today. And we did this and this and this. And I gave him a treat and whatever. And they had a couple of things on there, like teeth brushing and things of that nature, that I'm not sure they do at the groomer that we currently use. And the price was really reasonable. So I'm thinking about one of these times taking her over there and seeing, you know, how good they do and how well they do with the ponytail and if they can get her hair a little bit softer looking as well. Because I feel like the current groomer, her hair gets a little frizzy looking after it's done. Anyway, all that to say I picked her up and then I went back to work. But then I left early because everyone always leaves early the Friday before a long weekend. So you get a little bit. And so, you know, my manager's really laid back and he's in California, so I can pretty much do whatever I want anyway. And in the California offices, they get unlimited time off, so they can take vacation anytime they want to. Supposedly, we have a limited number of vacation days in Arkansas, in the Arkansas office, but because my boss manages people in both California and in Arkansas, he doesn't really care if I leave early or if I take extra days off or things of that nature. So anyway, I left early. Mark and I went to the gym, and because we had to get that in, we're not going to be able to go tomorrow. And we, you know, and so then I cooked garlic fried rice, pork chops that I sous vide, and scrambled eggs for dinner. So I was just trying to, we do breakfast a lot for dinner, and I had pork chops that I needed to, you know, that I needed to cook. And also I've been using the sous vide a lot. So I went ahead and did those in the sous vide and then finished them in a skillet with a little bit of butter. And it turned out really good. The garlic fried rice was good. And the pork was good. And I added a little bit of bacon to the rice as well with the garlic. And then we've just been watching TV. Tomorrow we have... So just like a week ago, I got an invitation to a wedding that's like 5 hours away from here. That's one of my family members. And I feel guilty if I don't, you know, if I don't go to family things. So I was like, oh, Mark, you know, we need to go. And we usually travel on long weekends, but because we're going to Alaska, it feels like we're spending too much money if we go on another trip, because Alaska is literally, I don't know, 4 weeks away or less for when we're going to be leaving to go to Alaska. So I don't feel like we can really... I don't feel like we can really spend the money and all of that on another trip right before we go to Alaska. So we're gonna drive down. But tomorrow is another Pokemon like day where it's called a raid day, and so there's all these raids that Mark wants to do. But you need to be in an area with a lot of like a large area, like a city area or whatever. So we're gonna leave early in the morning and drive to Little Rock. And we're going to play Pokemon for a few hours, and we're going to rent a hotel room in Little Rock. And then we're going to, after we're done, we're going to change clothes and shower or whatever, and then drive another hour to the wedding. And then we're going to, after the wedding, we're going to go back to the hotel, spend the night, and then, I don't know, we'll shop or, you know, eat brunch or something in Little Rock before we come back home on Sunday night. So... I guess it is a little mini trip, but that's what we're going to do. I'm not looking forward to the wedding for more than one reason, because a lot of my family are very like Southern, you know, sort of rednecky kind of people. And this is going to be a small kind of country church. And, you know, I'm always, my family loves Mark, but I'm always concerned because I don't know who's, you know, it's not just my family that's going to be at these things. And I don't know what kind of questions I'm going to get or anything like that. So I just always feel a little bit self-conscious. And I really don't like, I love my family, but I really, for whatever reason, I really don't like family events anymore. Like, I'm just not a big fan of family events. And anyway, but we're going. Also, I look fat in a suit. And Mark and I were talking about it. We pulled up our, we purchased photos from the Disney cruise. And, you know, we both wore suit coats on a particular night because it was like the dress-up night where you go to the nice restaurant and all that. And so we had taken the opportunity to use the professional photographers they had on the boat. And first of all, the poses they had us do were really cheesy poses. They were just super cheesy. But the other thing is, well, Mark thinks he looked really fat. He doesn't look fat, but he thought he looked fat. And I think I look really chunky in my suit coat. And so he was like, oh, I don't want to wear a suit coat. I looked so fat in the Disney photos. So I'm like, well, you know. He's like, is there anywhere I can find a slim suit in Little Rock? And I said, well, that's not really slim suits are not really an American thing. That's more of an Asian or a European thing. So I don't know. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. We have to pack and get ready. It's already almost, I think it's 9:20 in the evening. So we have to pack and get ready to get up early in the morning so we can go down for this wedding. For more episodes and information about the show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And don't forget, if you're a podcaster, go over to pride48.com to register for the June event. And if you're a listener, make sure you join us June 21st through the 23rd. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.